All right, it's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. Hashtag save our stages, by the way. Please check it out. Please help support your local venues. Local venues like the Orange Ale House, which these guys just finished playing about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, 15 minutes ago.
And rushed from their gig just so they could talk to me. How cool is that? This is Walmart Hawkins.
Still there.
Guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. How you feeling?
Good, man.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Got that little post-show glow going on. Just covered in sweat and feeling excited about life.
Yeah.
God, isn't that a rare feeling these days?
Yeah. 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours. It was a 3-hour show. Did you guys take a break? Are you playing the whole time?
One break for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, there was one break. Yeah.
My God.
I think we did about 35 songs, 40 songs,
something like that. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's how you can tell you're not a jam band. Because if you were a jam band, you'd be like, yeah, we played like 3 or 4 tunes. That's pretty cool. 20-minute cover a whipping post to finish off the set. Oh, my gosh. So you guys are a very new band. You know, I mean, when you guys reached out to me, I looked you up May 2019. Am I getting that right? That's when you all kind of came together.
Yeah, sounds right about you.
And you've got, you know, your first single, which is out right now, which we're all going to hear at 9 o'clock. It's called Lights Off. And this is a phenomenal tune. But before we get into the specifics of that, let's talk about how you guys came together. Because it's a band of brothers, except for the titular member. I don't know if that sounds dirty, but Hawkins. So we've got from left to right, for people watching from left to right, we have Josh, we have Hawkins in the teal, I want to say, shirt. And I don't know, whatever the filter is. And then we have Ricky and we have Joe. Now, Josh, Ricky, and Joe, you guys are all brothers, correct?
Yeah, that's what our parents tell us.
Okay.
What do we think?
Yeah. There's no, like, data to prove it, but yeah.
So, you know, bands of brothers aren't altogether uncommon, but how did the three of you guys link up with Hawkins?
Well,
that's your story.
So, my brother Joshua is a sound engineer, and he did sound with him at RVP Studios in West Haven. And, you know, we all began to get involved in the studio because that's kind of where we naturally belong. And we've been doing music for a really long time. And one day, it was February 2nd, very early in the morning. I'm walking in. It's really cold in the hallway. And I hear somebody singing. And a very unique thing happens, John. My ear is spooled for, like, one of the first times. I'm hearing the Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See, right? And I can't tell if it's the radio or if it's just someone singing.
All right.
So I start easing closer to the door where I hear it coming from. And I'm just trying to guess if it's the radio. So I'm like, I don't hear bass or drums, but I hear someone singing. Hmm. So I was determined to say that, all right, whoever walks out of this door, I have to talk to. And sure enough, it was this guy. And I told him that he had a spectacular voice. And We eventually did some shows together, and it just took off from there.
Yeah, sounds right on.
And this was around when? This was how long ago?
Last year.
About a year ago. May of, or February, March of last year.
So you guys jumped right into being in a band together. There was no middle time where you just kind of
a show to sing for you guys for a show. We did a few songs one show. It went well. And then I went out and I was like, hey, would you guys be down to do it again? And I tried to get us a gig at O'Malley's in Fairfield.
Yeah.
And like 200 people showed up and it went really well. So we decided to make it official.
It was kind of crazy because we did a rehearsal in my studio. Then the first show we've ever done as a band in front of 300 people. Then the next show was at a bar in front of 300 people.
Yeah,
it was a wild week.
So let's talk about that for a second, though, because that's, I mean, you know, I've been in countless bands and I'd say two of them maybe had shows that, you know, could expect crowds that big. What's the secret? What did you guys do that got such immediate exposure and such an immediate response from the audience?
I think it's the energy.
And the chemistry.
Yeah.
I don't think that Joe's going to admit this, but it's mainly a lot of the musicianship that comes from, from this guy.
Joe, and I don't even take this lightly. I think Joe is one of the best guitar players in America.
Oh, thank you very 100%. Much. Thank you.
He is. When you see him live, come to a live show, you'll be like, okay, yeah, he might be.
Well, and you know what? I have to admit, I kind of agree. Because this is so I listened to the song and, you know, I mean, I'm going to butcher your sound a little bit here. So bear with me. But I mean, there's very much a kind of a pop punk leaning. You know what I mean? I hear a lot of early 2000s influences. Obviously, the songs are a little bit shorter. Like maybe like three to 4 minutes. You don't think, when you think of that genre and you think of songs like that, you don't think of virtuoso guitar work, but the guitar work on this song, on your single Lights Off, is extremely interesting and layered and intricate. So, I mean, is a majority of the music, Joe, coming from you?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, when it comes to like the whole, you know, like vision of the sound, I think we all kind of implement our own vibe into it.
Yeah.
I will say the guitar work, obviously, you know, that's my kind
that's
of vision
you, yeah.
for it. But when it comes to
with
the way it sounds, but when it comes to like, you know, kind of like, you know, taking a step back and looking at the overview of a track, everyone's throwing in so many different
ideas.
We
all get along very well, and all four of us have written songs by ourselves. So like we all just say stuff. I mean, but Joe does something, and then we all look. We're like, yeah, that's it.
But individually, each of us are like instrumentalists. Besides, like just our prime instrument, like I could play guitar, keyboard, bass. They all do the same thing.
Yeah, I play piano, guitar. Yeah,
Joe could play everything: bass, guitar. Ricky can play guitar and you know keyboard as well. So like we all just like
none of you guys can sing though.
No. Background vocals, but like nothing crazy. But like we all write and we add and contribute to each and everyone else's parts. Like Joe would have a riff and I'll say, Joe, maybe let's change it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's a group effort for sure. We all throw ideas out there and then we all morph it into what we want. You know?
Nice. Well, I mean, that's not always the easiest way to run a band and to write music. You know, I mean, like, you know, bands are one of those things where sometimes it honestly benefits from a dictatorship. So how do you, I mean, describe the work ethic with you guys? What is, you know, walk me through the creation of a song.
I guess I would say, well, Joe is the guitar player, right? So, like, he comes up with the guitar melodies.
Primary melody instrument.
We kind of build around that. But with the vocals, like, we all create the melodies for the vocals, and then I'll just fix them a little more because I'm actually a singer, so I'll like be like, I should take that up here, you know what I mean? But it is, I think it's because we all get along so well, so we're like we don't fight about it, you know what I mean? It's like it's just like, hey, if three of us like it and one of us don't, it's going in the song, you know what I mean? It's a majority rules kind of thing.
Well, and I think what helps too is that you each there's no doubling up on instruments. You each play one instrument, so you're each kind of contributing something.
Yeah, that's
you know, unique musically. But Hawkins, though, I mean, you're an interesting cat, dude. So I was reading on the website about you. You were a pro skater for a little while there.
Yeah, I wasn't professional, but I was competing. I was sponsored by a few skate companies and. I was flowed by a couple smaller companies like Be Easy and stuff. And I went to Woodward and skating was my path. That was what I wanted to do. But after you break a few bones and start to get hurt all the time, it's just like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah, dude.
I still skate all the time. We just had a show at the skate park and I was killing it. And like, I won a competition like a few months ago, but yeah, pro skating's not the path for me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I was talking about, you know, I was talking about your sound and the genre you know, I mean, that's something though that an outside observer shouldn't really do. Can you tell me how would you guys describe the sound of the band?
So, I mean, I would say right off the bat, I want to say Lights Off, like compared to our next song that's coming out, it's not the same vibe. Like we're very versatile. Like when we do shows, like a lot of the covers we do are funk covers. We do blues covers, like modern hit covers, pop
jammer
covers,
stuff too. You know?
Jammer stuff, Led Zeppelin covers. So like that's what we want to do. We don't want to be cornered in to pop punk. I know that song is like pop punkish, but that song is way more rock.
Or at least like, it sounds like pop punk.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? We're not so like if you're coming to hear our band and you think our next song, all our songs are gonna be pop punk, you're gonna be disappointed. They're not gonna but I promise they'll all be good.
Right.
Yeah, I think that all the guys that I have a very, very like eclectic version of like what kind of music we grew up listening to, what kind of music we admire. So when you put all that together, you really do have a very unique blend of music, and it doesn't get really oversaturated or washed when put together. It really does become complemented, actually. So I think it's sort of our blend of just like organic rock and roll that we kind of take and just make it so that more mainstream people can hear it.
Yeah.
It's sort of a version of that.
Like, I grew up, dude, I'm a guilty pleasure of mine. I love dubstep. My favorite kind of music is kind of dubstep, you know, but I'm not going to make dubstep, but like, I love rock and roll too, you know, so.
Well, that's interesting to me though. And like, and that's, I'm really glad I asked that question now, because so tell me about like, you know, and we can even just go down the row here, musical background. What were your primary influences? You know, whether it's on your primary instrument or not, coming up, Josh, let's start with you. What did you, you know, what were the big sounds that, that kind of inspired you early on?
I'm a huge fan of Peter Gabriel. I love Peter Gabriel. You know, Van Halen was definitely a big influence on Joe and I, and I would also say Ricky. Joe takes a lot of influence from Eddie as well. Me, not so much from Alex Van Halen from a drummer perspective. I'll take little bits from other drummers, but like, I like to say I'm my own individual artist as a drummer. I have my own perspective of how I view the drums to sound like. But like music, my musical background of what I like, I mean, dude, the list goes on and on and on. Like, yeah. I would be here. I would have a separate interview just on that. I think well, but Peter Gabriel's definitely one of the main.
Right on. Hawkins, what about you, man?
Dude, I listen to everything. When I'm in my car, I'm bumping dubstep. Then I'm bumping next song's Led Zeppelin. Next song is Tekashi 6ix9ine. I listen to everything, dude. I love it all. If it's good for that genre, then I like it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but okay. I grew up like classic rock and stuff like that. So sure. I guess that's my biggest influence.
As a vocalist, who do you try to emulate the most? Obviously, I mean, have your own sound and your own thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we all have our influence.
My range is pretty big. Like we cover Yellow by Coldplay, and I sing it just like he does in falsetto. And then the next song is Whole Lot of Love. I sing it. I'd like to think I compliment Robert Plant's voice.
Dude, yeah. Man.
You sing that one full voice?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's been a long time since I rock and roll, do ya?
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, that's it. So, like, I like to just, I like, whatever the song calls for, I'm going to hit it with that, you know?
Nice. Ricky, how about you, man?
You know, for me, it was always the early American blues music that I fell in love with very early on. So, you know, things like T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters, you know, Howlin' Wolf, Big Time, Howlin' Wolf,
Three Kings, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Steve Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, stuff like that. I was really captivated really early on by early American blues music, and that shows in nothing in our music today.
Well, I mean, a little bit, yeah, but also, I mean, you know, you guys were saying that you've got, you know, the song that you've got coming out after Lights Off is a little bit more of a rock influence tune.
For sure, yeah. Full yeah. Like full screaming vocals and
really
harder guitar, you know.
I want to hear that.
John, what we get though is you get soul, and you learn how to take the soul that you get and incorporate it into a song that you wouldn't really expect.
Right.
But it's all.
Right on. All right, Joe, you're up.
Oh, man, I was listening to so much growing up. Peter Gabriel, it was huge for me. A lot of 80s music, a lot of 70s, you know, like funkier stuff. Eric Johnson, he's a huge influence on my guitar playing. Love his stuff. I mean, Michael Jackson. We try and incorporate a lot of those, you know, powerful elements that amazing music of the past had into what we do. So hopefully it comes true, you know what I mean?
The thing for Joe is that I always told him, try to emulate Michael Jackson's music and not his lifestyle.
Sure. Remember the music was written by Quincy Jones, so we're really talking about Quincy Jones, you know what I mean? That's how I always rationalize that in my head anyway. So all right, so formation May 2019, right off the bat you've got yourself, you know, a nice little following that's coming. Did you record Lights Off before or after COVID?
Before.
All right.
It got it mastered and stuff, like as COVID started happening.
It was mastered by Nathan Nansler out of Nashville. He's from the Hit Lab.
Yeah, he's got some Grammys.
He's a Grammy Award winning producer. Really, really mastered the track in an amazing way and took it from to a totally different level. So,
I mean, and that's not surprising. The engineer work on it is excellent. I mean, it really is. It sounds great.
Well, that's mostly Josh too. Josh mixes and masters everything by himself.
Mixes.
He mixes.
I was one of the producers and definitely the mix engineer for this one.
I never could understand why audio engineers have this like weird reverence for mastering. Like every time I talk to an audio engineer, they're always just like, "Oh no, but I don't master."
It's an art form. It really is.
That's what they say, man.
Very tedious.
I'm listening to things in individual, like smaller spectrum. They're seeing the bigger picture, but tiny little frequencies and little things changes everything. The bigger picture is all.
I don't know, man. No one's ever been able to explain it to me in a way that makes sense. I just trust the reverence, and it's universal across every engineer that I've ever spoken to.
That's interesting.
What was I saying? Hold on. Oh yeah. So, tell me about the recording process for this tune.
We recorded a bulk of it at RVP Studios. A lot of the guitar work, the vocals, and then we decided on changing a lot of it during the COVID period, and we did it in our home studio. And, you know, the process of like how like the home studio works, I feel like you get more intimate than feeling like you're on the clock and, you know, you're in a professional environment. But like when you're at home, even though like we set things up and we use the best gear as possible, we just feel like we get to really pour more of our soul out into it. And you don't have a clock, you know?
Yeah, no one's rushing you.
Yeah, no one's rushing you. And plus, you don't have like other bands trying to play and rehearse and record right next while you're recording everything.
Yeah, while we're recording, there are bands in the practice rooms as you hear them.
And I think that's what people are really picking up on, John, with this track. Like right now, I think it's hit over.
It's almost our song "Lights Off" is almost at 100,000 streams on Spotify in less than a month.
Yeah. Dude, and then, like that was a crazy number for me. So how do you what's the strategy there, or was there a strategy?
That's this man right here working his ass off.
Yeah, it's a full time job, John. Very rewarding, but I think the core of it was we just knew that we had a really really good song, and I think people just respond naturally to good music.
Well, we also like we've been pushing it hard, like sending it to everyone. Every party I go to, I grab the aux and I play it and I shove it down people's throat. Listen to this song.
You got to.
Yeah, I just sometimes I will unplug it. Everyone gets mad. I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. You got to listen to it.
Right. And for me,
you're like, that guy.
And for me, like, work at a studio, I meet tons and tons of people. So I get their emails, I get their contact, and we get to meet some. You know, some people are notable, like Nick Fradiani. He used to come by. I did work with him as an engineer. And we just, you know, sent out our music to them, and then they sent it out to other people, too.
In a nutshell, it's just networking, man. Yeah. Just keep talking to people, keep sending it to people, and make friends, and they'll post it for you.
Can I tell you a very interesting story, John, or at least
Please do.
So early on, the guys and I, you know, as we tried to push this out, I would just contact a lot of people, and someone reached out to us. I can't mention his name, but it's the former manager of Van Halen, right? He also managed a Sex Pistols. So I saw that he came out with a book, and we recently talked with him a little bit. And he really, really, really enjoyed our music, enjoyed the band, and gave us a lot of really, really good tips, you know, became a good friend of the band. And we used some of those things that he taught me, that he taught all of us, to really get a record out. And that was pre-COVID, you know? So the thing is that he basically taught me about, like, just, it's like, go, like, just get it out.
Pound the pavement.
Yeah. Pound the pavement. It's the only way. And get out like they used to do in the old school.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Also, dude, we play a lot. Every gig that we can possibly get, we don't care if it's 10 people or 1,000 people, dude. We go and we play. It's 10 more people that will hear our stuff that didn't hear it before, you know?
Well, that's the attitude, man. And I feel like that is – I'm glad to hear that from a younger band, honestly, because, like, there is – you know, like, YouTube has turned every single – person's laptop into New York City and LA. You know what I mean? You can get famous from anywhere. Yeah. But you know, and I think you guys are saying this now, the hustle does not go away. In fact, if anything, just because of the oversaturation of the market, it's so much more necessary.
Yeah,
exactly. What are some individual like steps that you would do? So you're playing every show possible, you're talking to as many people. What about like, what about like social media strategies, digital stuff?
Yeah, I guess for, I do most of the social media stuff for Instagram, and my sister helps a lot too, because she went to college for that stuff. So
that helps.
Yeah. It's mostly like, dude, sending it, really being like one-on-one with everyone on your Instagram. You can't try to just hit everyone at once. I will DM like all 2,000 of our followers the same song, and it'll take 2 hours to do, but like, you got to do it, you know? And then we pay for some promotions on Instagram, and that doesn't help as much as you would think it would, but
helps. Never does. So.
We had these two fans coming to the
show. Yeah, we met some fans tonight. We're starting to actually get fans that we're meeting that we don't know, and they come to see us, and it's cool.
It's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, it feels awesome.
Yeah, man.
So, all right. So COVID happens, and you're in the midst of you said you'd recorded it already, and you're in the midst of mixing it.
Yeah.
What was the impact of COVID for you guys in particular?
A lot of rest. I was like, finally.
A lot of rest. That's good. That's a good thing.
It sucks because, dude, we had some of the biggest shows that we've ever had lined up. Yeah, we were gonna play the brewery festival at the Oakdale Dome. For like 4,000 people, like this year, and that got canceled. We had more FTC shows that got canceled. Mm. We had a bunch of shows lined up. We had that festival, that music festival for college and stuff. Like, everything got canceled. This year would have been like our year to blow up from like groundwork, and just COVID ruined everything, dude. As it probably did with a lot of bands, you know.
Right.
But I have to say, it is somewhat of a blessing in a way, because right now everybody is on their phones waiting to listen to music.
True.
They're home. You could reach people. You could reach A&R agents. Yeah, you could reach producers.
Yeah. Also gives us a lot of time to write.
Yeah, and it gives them a lot of time to write.
So instead of practicing for a show, we can meet up and write songs, you know?
So in all seriousness, you know, there's a Chinese proverb, John. It says, where there's crisis, there's always opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned a crisis into an opportunity by using our downtime as uptime, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The most productive we've ever been, because there's no distractions. There's no like work, you know, coming at you or anything else. We've just like, the guys and I will wake up, eat, sleep, and drink music, and then close the day and start again.
So were you guys able to keep rehearsing and practicing through quarantine?
Yeah,
we just came here.
This is our spot right here. Outside near our patio.
If anyone wonders why it's dark, we are outside and getting eaten alive by bugs.
Yeah. You can see a lot of this going on.
Oh, I can hear the crickets, man. No, yeah, definitely.
You know, also one of the things that the interesting thing about playing outside is that we can't play too loud, because we've actually had the cops come back
in our last show.
You know what I did? Instead, I marketed. Gave him my card. Said, "Come to our next show."
Can I tell you? When I was in college, there we got a noise complaint. I was in a band. We got a noise complaint. The cops showed up at our garage, and they just started laughing. And they like pointed to my guitar player. They're like, "Hey, dude, play, Hey Joe." That was good. Yeah. All right, play Panama. All right. Now you guys have to shut up. But a week later, we got a call from this local bar that's a big cop hangout, and they were like, "Hey, officers, blah blah blah, said that you guys were pretty good. You should come down. We made $300 off that show."
Yeah.
Wow.
So listen, take every opportunity, even if it's you getting called on, you know, getting the cops called on you. Yeah. That could be a marketing opportunity. Yeah, why not?
Honest, I might, now that you said that, I might go to the police station and figure out where they like hang out and like see if I can get a show there. Like the policeman's ball or something. I don't know.
There you go. There's money there.
Go rob a store. It's like, "Hawkins the band. Hawkins the band."
Oh my God. So, all right. So, Lights Off, new single. It's going to be out right now. I should have done this before. It's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. I'm talking to Hawkins the Band. It's just Hawkins, but Hawkins the Band is all their social media. Yeah. And they have a new single, Lights Off, that we're going to play in just a couple of minutes. I think actually 2 minutes from now, you're going to be able to hear this song that we've been talking about so much. But before we get into that, you've talked about new recordings. You've talked about other stuff that you're planning on releasing. Do you have a time frame for that release? Is there an album in the works? Is it just going to be gradual, like singles? What do you guys? What's the plan?
EP in the works, right? Five songs.
Yeah.
So first, we're gonna start with an EP with five songs, but I think we'll release them one at a time.
We'll probably release them we're aiming for an October release for our next song.
Yeah.
We could tell people what the name of it is.
Yeah, I Think I Love Her. is the next song.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang it. We just played it. We played it at the past two shows, and it's getting great responses. A lot of people like it more than Lights Off, but we'll see. Yeah, you know, we'll see.
And this is the song that you said is a little bit more of a rocker than Lights Off.
We give Rolling Stones and Beatles references in the lyrics and stuff.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I mean, you know, we are about 2 minutes out from hearing this song. Any last things that you would like people watching either right now or in the future to know about the band, where they can reach you guys?
I want to say we're very interactive. If you hit us up on social media or email us, whatever, we will answer you. We would love to talk to you about anything. We'll play anywhere you want. We've played at Deli's to Mohegan Sun, Wolf Den. Literally, we've played at a deli before.
That's awesome.
All the way to the Wolf Den. So you just let us know. We played on a floating stage. We played on a boat. Yeah. So you just let us know. We would love to talk to you. We would love to answer you. Just go check out our Instagram and see what you think.
And there it is right down there at Hawkins the Band on Instagram, on Facebook too, right? You know, the website is Hawkins the Band. And these are the guys right here. In about 1 minute, we're going to hear their new single, Lights Off. It's got a ton of views, a ton of streams, rather, on Spotify. But you can listen to it right now on 95.9 FM if you're in Fairfield County, or if you're not in Fairfield County, you can listen to it on 959thefox.com and stream it from anywhere that you are. Hawkins, guys, thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, fellas. Stick around for a second. I'll talk to you after we go, after we're off the air. But for everyone watching at home, go check out 959thefox.com or 95.9 FM if you live in Fairfield County. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. My name is John Kamal. The song you're about to hear is called Lights Off by the band Hawkins. I'll catch you next time.
Yeah.